Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Today's date is August 26, 2021.
In turmoil, most still don't realize that, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Pastor Dan, call him on his cell. Text him, let him know you're going to call at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the mission updates, breaking news, and all about the mission updates and the radio program archives and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Well, anyway.
The heat.
What?
I'm blaming the heat.
The heat?
Yeah.
Why? Is it hot out?
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
Moan, complain, complain. Okay. Anyway, I'm complaining because I can't find my button for Skype record keeps disappearing. Anyway, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, internationally, YouTube, and some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime.
Oh, so let's thank our listener base places like worldwide places like Paris, France, Nottingham, UK, Helsinki, Finland. And that's how you say it, right? Helsinki?
Helsinki,
yeah. And then in the USA, we have Atlanta, Georgia, San Jose, California, Fort Worth, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri is the largest group of listeners that listen to it when it posts on the podcast later tonight.
Okay, and that is at branch.podomatic.com. By the way, if you, boy, those things
Helsinki.
Are irritating. can you hear all the, here's a message thing? They're not supposed to be making that noise. So I guess I've got to go into the call settings once again. Anyway, enough about that. We'll just try to tell Frank, don't text a lot. Anyway, I'm completely lost. 316-649-4886. Send me a text. Let me know where you're hailing from, especially if you've never heard your city mentioned on our program before. We just like to know where you're at. I mean, why not? Everybody else is tracking you, so why not tell us, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It seems like it's a big deal. Not like we're going to do anything with it other than mention your city, and we surely won't mention your name. Anyway, a prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray, Father, I pray radio or not goes according to your will and not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. And anyway, I just sent the track over there, hoping Frank will spot it and play it. I don't know if I have to keep talking or it takes a long time or what to get that going. But yeah, and you hear all that insane noise. There is, and I'll look at it at break time, but there is a button over there someplace that killed that chat. That chat's not supposed to have any noise coming from it, no outside noise. I mean, somewhere in there, my settings have been changed, and I wonder if that's an update. And I wonder if he's got the song ready yet. Well, Okay, we're back. That was quick. Well, let me get this message tight. That was a fast song, but that is a beautiful song by Brother Ben and McKnight. And of course, the father is in control. Brink, I'll just answer you instead of trying to type something. I don't want to hear any more of that insane beep beep thing. But, Frank, I just forgot about it. Anyway, remember, I just got back from, I'm still pretty green from my, you know, little off thing.
Brain drain?
Yeah, I had a brain drain. Yeah, for a couple of months, I absolutely relied on everything, about almost 99% of everything my wife says without question.
Baptist problem.
Yeah, that's probably what my problem is now, but I relied on her decision. Well,
did I say that on national radio? Linda.
Yeah, I'm surprised
Linda.
Everything's still standing.
He won't remember it.
Yeah, I won't remember it much. But all those people out there will remember it.
Oh, they're probably laughing like me.
But go ahead. How do you know they like you?
Oh, I just know. I'm a lovable person. Everybody loves me. Ha ha.
They don't live with you, I guess.
Ha ha.
How many years now?
36, December 23rd.
December 23rd. Yeah, and I had to wait a year to get married. Yeah, I remember.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, moving right along. A lot of things going on. Kabul, Afghanistan, all that.
Oh, boy.
But I got this in from Stan Johnson, and it's really important. We're going to try and get into this. Stan Johnson, the founder of the Prophecy Club and the Spirit of Prophecy Church, he sent this out in an update today, and I asked him if I could use it. He sent me a back and sent me a shorter version. He said I could use all this in part as long as anyone who considered a donation to the Prophecy Club would instead donate it to who?
Messiah's Brand.
Right, donate it to us. But that isn't why I want the article, because this is dead on, like a lot of things, you know.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, and I'll let you start right there. But anyway, grocery store delivery interruption. Stan says last Wednesday, his agent called him with information saying management has been ordered to cause delivery interruptions in the grocery industry on purpose. And there's a lot of evidence to that, but we're going to go on with it. Go ahead.
Grocery stores will begin to run short in about 2 weeks, intentionally creating a food shortage. August 23rd, 2020, Hal Turner.
Okay, Hal Turner is somebody that, you know...
I want to throw something in there real quick. It's not only the grocery stores, the restaurants, the fast foods, the places are not getting all the products. So they don't even have all their menus on there. Just two places, McDonald's and what was the other one? Brahms. They have signs on their drive-thru that says, sorry for the inconvenience. We can't get all, some of your favorites or not. Oh, Sonic. It was Sonic and Brahms. We can't get your favorites, so we're temporarily out of them. So there's certain things on the menus that they can't even get, which is baloney. It's just like this. It's baloney. It's all set up by the demon rats.
Okay, well, let's backtrack a minute. It's not, folks, and I know what she means. It is baloney. This shortage is being caused, but it's not caused by McDonald's. And it's
no,
not
they really can't get the product.
Right, right. Okay, so let's go in and see what the...
And I take back McDonald's. It was Brahms and Sonic, I think it was.
Oh, so McDonald's is doing
it. Yeah, it was two of those three, I can tell you that. Okay, let's go back to this. The United States Department of Agriculture is intentionally creating a food shortage. that are sending destruction letters to American farmers telling them that they have X number of days to destroy their crops in the ground, for which they will be paid 1.5 times the crop value or face losing farm subsidies, which will bankrupt the farm.
Okay, well, I don't know if a lot of people know, but farmers get a lot of different subsidies from, you know, the federal government. They give them a lot of money to plant certain things and do that, or, you know, go along with the flow. But now, we already reported this back on radio prior to my leg being messed up or whatever. So it's been around for a while. Point is that the first of the year they started doing this, and it started off as being voluntary. You know, we want you to just burn your crops or whatever. But then it became mandatory. They put that sentence in there that if you don't do it, we're not going to give you any other subsidies. So a lot of farmland was just laid to waste. I also put it out on the Prophetic News Service. A lot of you folks don't know. If you go to prophecyhour.com, you see a bunch of articles, news articles, and that's the latest breaking what's going on. And so you go to prophecyhour.com and subscribe to it if you want by email, and you'll get, every time I put an alert out, you'll get an email telling you what's going on around the world, and I stay on it. Anyway, yeah, I was slack some during my injury, but, you know, the top part of my body's working good. I can sit in a chair now and work, you know, whereas I couldn't even do that before.
Well, your legs are working better, too, because you're not using the crutches, so.
No, I'm not using crutches, but I'm relearning
muscles, to walk, and yeah. I can tell that because you have to stop about every 5-15 steps. And
yeah. My muscles in my legs are just not, you know.
It'll get to you.
Anyway, let's go on.
The Black Swan event has taken place. Destruction imminent.
Okay. Now, that was on August 21st, 2020. A lot of people don't understand what a black swan event is. It's an unexpected surprise, like a bird, a black swan. There's not very many of them. You see one on a lake, and it freaks you out. They had a black swan event. When they call it that, it's something that has a major impact on society. People, in hindsight, contend they were not surprised that the event took place. But, yes, it took place. And it's a black swan event is an unexpected surprise that has a major impact on society. In addition, people look back on the event and contend that they were not surprised that it took place. In other words, smart people, well, I knew that was going to happen. But, you know, it's just like COVID. COVID is a black swan event. Nobody expected it, you know, and a lot of people say, yeah, we expected it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, some did, though. Okay, but so let's go on this.
Okay, on Tuesday, August 24th, 2021, something happened that is, and history will record it as being, the Black Swan event for the United States. Saudi and Russia officials Tuesday announced the signing of a military cooperation pact between the two countries.
Okay, so what's different about that? What's different about that is perpetually, ever since they drilled for oil, you know, America has been the protector of Saudi Arabia. Now the Russians are. Why? We'll get into it.
Saudi Defense Minister Khalid bin Salman announced the agreement via Twitter, stating it would aid in developing joint military cooperation between the two countries. In the second tweet, he elaborated on his meeting with the Russian counterpart, Sergey Shoigu.
Next time, just call him Sergey.
Sergey Shoigu, in which the pair explored ways to strengthen the military and defense cooperations between the two countries. Few people understand exactly what this means and what the results will be for the United States.
This is dire for the United States because there's something that goes along with the agreement, what we're going to find out here in a minute, which I already knew. Did you know, and we're going to, I can tell you, but it's gonna be there. But whenever you buy gas anywhere in the world, you know, it's bought and paid for with American dollars. Has to be. Or it did. Watch.
In order to understand this in proper context, you need to go back in history to the 1970s to grasp how and why there was created what came to be known as the petrodollar.
Okay. So basically, you know, our dollar is called the petrodollar because it's more or less backed because of the absolute need for paying for gas with American dollar. instead of gold.
Okay, the emergence of the petrodollar dates back to the early 1970s when the U.S. reached an agreement with Saudi Arabia to standardize the sale of oil based on the U.S. dollar. Petrodollar recycling creates demand for U.S. assets when dollars received for oil sales are used to buy investments in the United States. The reason for the petrodollar came into existence was because Saudi Arabia wanted protection. They wanted the protection of the United States military against what was the big bad Soviet Union. In return for the U.S. agreeing to protect Saudi Arabia, they agreed to sell oil worldwide only in U.S. dollars.
Okay, so if the agreement was made that they'd only do it in U.S. dollars, sell oil, buy and sell oil in U.S. dollars. So if you wanted Saudi Arabia oil or any of the oil in OPEC, this fell into line. So all the world was paying for oil with American dollars. And it's based on this because Saudi Arabia said, well, if you protect us, we will create a need for the American dollar by doing this. So everybody, every country in the world would buy U.S. dollars. That's why you wonder why they buy U.S. dollars, like China would have so much and Russia would have so much. Well, China and Russia have been talking in between each other and doing things without the U.S. dollar for quite some time. But this has a big impact. So if there's no need no longer to buy and sell oil with American dollars, wow, what's that going to do to the American dollar?
As a direct result of the Saudis doing this, all oil sales from and between every country in the world is done in U.S. dollars. In order for the countries to buy oil, they have to exchange their currency for U.S. dollars, then pay for that oil in U.S. dollars. Conversely, if countries sell oil, they receive U.S. dollars for that sale. This system has for decades caused literally every country in the world to hold U.S. dollars in their currency reserves. To grasp the impact of this, one need only realize that trillions of U.S. dollars are presently held all over the planet so countries can engage in oil transactions, oil they need to run their countries and oil they have which they need to sell. Trillions of dollars.
Okay. Now, that means there's a heck of a lot of American dollars all over the world, you know, trillions of dollars, you know. Well, what happens if these countries no longer need to hold American assets? We'll find that out in a minute, but, you know, I already know. This literally, while we call it a black swan event, destroyed the United States. We'll go on. We've got about 3 minutes.
Russia can now protect Saudis just as well as the USA did. And Russia won't walk away from the people they protect like the US just did with Afghanistan.
Okay, now, you know, whenever a country, before a country is destroyed or punished by Yahweh, you know what he does? He shames that country, usually militarily first. And, you know, he's did that. You can't say that we haven't been shamed to the rest of the world over this Afghanistan thing. And let alone we were being shamed over the elections and everything else. Most of every other country in the world knows that Biden did not win the election. They know it. It's common knowledge. Anybody with a half a brain knows it.
Yeah.
You know, that pays attention. So we've been shamed. America's downfall looks like it's been set. Go ahead.
Okay, so now the Russians will protect the Saudis, and the Saudis no longer need to sell their oil in U.S. dollars, which means countries all over the world don't need to hold on to their U.S. dollars. Trillions of those dollars are about to start coming home, and it will be a literal tidal wave of cash coming back. No one needs it anymore. What will that tidal wave cause here in the here at home? Hyperinflation. No, not hyperinflation. Mega-uber-hyperinflation.
Mega-uber-hyperinflation. In other words, mega. It's going to
cause the black swan event.
And we're going to pause right there, and we'll come back into that. But going back to the food thing, you know, that's intentional. There are food shortages all over the world. For our government to be paying people to burn crops is craziness. You know, they did a food to farmers to to people or food to farmers or whatever program. And gave away a bunch of that. Under Trump, they bought up a bunch of that food and gave it away instead of burned it. You know what I mean? He still made sure it got to people, but we're talking about all over the world. And so, folks, and we've been saying it about rising food prices. We're going to get more into that and the finish up of this. And of course, go check out prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub, theprophecyclub.com, and check out what else Stan is saying about different things. We've got some other things. We've got a vision in green for you from Dana Coverstone. So come back and join us after the break. Tell them where they can find
you. You can find all the contact information, all about the radio program archives and the Mission Church. Updates are all at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com, and we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell the Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get sold, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them a shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 sets of 10 for $30, 2 sets $45, 4 sets $70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on American Voice Radio Network. Okay, we're back from break. And we were in the middle of talking about hyperinflation. What is hyperinflation? Well, what's it? What's inflation? Do you know?
Yeah, when things go sky high.
Okay, that's because from too much money in the system, and we're already experiencing some of that right now because all the money they've been pumping into the system, and they've been creating new dollars and giving them to the American people in subsidies in different ways and throwing money out there into the system. So when there's more money in the system, then money isn't worth as much. So that's why right now we're already experiencing gas going, you know, well, that isn't the total cost for gas, that's a bad example. But everything else is going up, whether it's a your hamburger at the store that costs, you know, what, $3 now a pound over?
$3.99
a pound for hamburger. And we warned you about that ahead of time, but $3.99 a pound for hamburger. But that's inflation because the money isn't worth as much as it's just like back when I was a kid, gas was 24 cents a gallon. Now it's, you know, what it is. But that's because inflation, the dollar doesn't buy the same amount. If you throw all, if these dollars come back to the United States.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, what Saudi Arabia did today is the black swan event for the U.S. Everyone around the world will want out of the U.S. dollar. The value of the currency is about to begin plummeting. Saudi Arabia's one move smashed our currency into what will quickly become a death spiral. Sure, everyone will try to keep the flow slow and manageable, but that has zero chance of working. As more and more countries cash out and the rest of the planet starts seeing the value of our money plummeting, they'll all flood us with their dollars. It will be a versatile tsunami of inbound cash. Now, I am not a licensed financial advisor.
This is Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club talking. We're just reading. He gave me this today. Go ahead.
I am not a licensed financial advisor. I'm not a stockbroker or any kind of professional in matters of finance. You should consult with licensed professionals before you make any move that can affect your financial stability. I can, however, guess at what's coming. Put simple, everything denominated in dollars is going to quickly become utterly worthless.
Well, I don't know. And Stan knows a lot of financial people and everything. And I do understand. I mean, you know, we're already experiencing inflation, but hyper mega inflation, it could be.
Your bank accounts, your IRAs, 401k, stock portfolios, all of it. It seems to me, and again, I'm not a professional and I cannot give financial advice, but that the best thing for people is to take this and turn it into something which is not this. No, I'm not telling you to go out and buy gold and silver and the government can confiscate that. I'm talking about things like land, houses, things that hold value in themselves. Because whatever becomes of dollars, the things you own that are not dollars will have value in whatever new means of trade come into being.
Right. So property, you know, if they change off the dollar, whatever new trade, you know, the property is still going to be worth something. It'll maintain value. But, a dollar, you know, isn't anyway, so let's go.
Now, those who do nothing will find themselves left with nothing. Why do you think the BlackRock is out there buying up all the single-family homes they can get their hands on?
Stop. BlackRock is a mercenary company that's been around for a long time. If you don't know, just Google it and see what BlackRock is. Go ahead.
They know what's coming in the destruction of the U.S. dollar. We're heading into the greatest financial upheaval in human history, and I have no idea where it will lead or how it will end. I suspect it will lead to massive war and gigantic social upheaval. The have-nots will be so desperate they will do nothing. They will do everything and anything to survive. The fastest, easiest thing they will resort to will be coming for your stuff. The trouble will start slowly, but it will spread and spread fast. There is very little time left for civil society to continue. All thanks to Joe Biden abandoning allies in Afghanistan and thereby showing the world the U.S. can no longer be relied upon to honor its commitment.
Okay, now listen, even the Prime Minister of Britain said Biden's lost his head. We will not do anything militarily with the United States of America again. You realize the impact of that? Britain, even though, you know, we won our independence from it and all that stuff, Britain has been our strongest ally forever, you know.
And they just pulled out from us?
They said, with Biden, we're not doing anything. With that regime that's in place, we're not doing anything. We no longer are the United States of America's ally. You understand what the implication of that is? So, you know, this is devastating. This is completely devastating. People are running to the side of Russia. You know, this is just dramatic. You can't believe how big this Afghanistan thing is. It really is. Go ahead.
Our national credibility is now destroyed in the eyes of the world, all thanks to the illegitimate Biden regime.
Right, as we were saying. Thank you, Stan. I'm glad you agree with me. This is a sea of change, a pivotal moment, like when Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated, and that's what caused World War One. And a lot of people don't know that because people don't know history now, but that's what caused World War One. This guy was assassinated, and the conflict over it caused World War One. Go on, we'll finish what
this is the beginning of the collapse of the American Empire. Like Rome, Britain, Germany, France, NATO are furious at America beyond words. Never again will their cooperation on any alliance of willing.
Of the willing. That's what they call it, the alliance of the willing.
America is now weak. We've been owned by the Taliban thanks to Joe Biden and the nitwits surrounding him.
China, Russia, and Middle East countries, etc., all of those see the weakness and are making moves. That's why they made this move with Saudi Arabia. So these people, you know, predominantly we've saved them from Russia invading their countries, but now they're going to make alliances with Russia so that Russia does not invade their countries, you know, or whatever, and does something. Because America, if that didn't tell you folks, America just became irrelevant. You understand, it's military-wise, the whole world, whatever, we are irrelevant.
Yeah, it is the start. It's all over. Twitter, Silicon Valley, and the Taliban run and own the White House. May God have mercy on our souls.
Thank you, Stan Johnson. Again, that's Stan Johnson at prophecyclub.com. Go over there and check out. He's got a lot of videos, and he does. He's been doing talk radio. That's, you know, where I started in the prophecy world, you know, or we did, whatever, was way back in the early 90s when he first started. And anyway, but go over there and check him out. And anyway, so it's a start. He also sent me this dream from Dana Coverstone. So a lot of you people out there said prophecy. Well, is that backed up by prophecy? A lot of people like Dana Coverstone. I've had him on this radio program. So let's just get right into this prophecy he sent me that's supposed to go along with this.
Okie doke. Dream by David Coverson, August 14th. Dana Coverson, August 14th to 18th, 2021. Slightly edited by Radio for Stan. Okay, I was standing in front of the hospital watching severe storms all around me. Lots of people were rushing into a hospital with bags, luggage, and household items. An ambulance backed up to the front door and people ran inside with bags of groceries. One man had a brown bag of groceries full of day-old bread with day-old bread written on the bag. The place of the people running was quickened by lightning and the storms that were hovering over the hospital. Yet without rain, the man with the bread yelled out, "Get inside where it is safe. I have enough bread for everyone." The scene changed. I walked into the building with people rushing in beside me. They were bumping into me and dropping keys and other items trying to get in the doors. Above the elevators was a sign, "Not working today, please use the stairs." As people rushing up the stairs, they kept dropping things and quickly picking them up. They were running for their lives. They were in panic. There was panic on every face. A few doors opened and people asked, "What is going on?" But no one answered. I ascended up a very dark staircase to a hospital room. Through a window, I could see the storm clouds and fire, lightning, thunder, and shaking the building. Sitting on the bed was a woman with her face in her hands. I recognized her as an emaciated woman who was told to heal before she got up. She was praying and sobbing and for the church and the lost. She got up and looked out the window and became afraid and immediately sat on the floor shaking. Thunder shook the building, even the floor shook, and she said, "Lord, I need to get out of here." Suddenly the man I see appeared next to the window and said, "I need you to work." She kept her head down and said, "But things are crumbling around me." The man bent down and put her face in his hand. "I will go through the fire with you, but you must work now." He repeated it to her, "I will go through the fire with you, but you must work now," and put his hands on her head and oil spilled all over her. She said.
I'll make an explanation here. Go ahead.
Okay. She said, Lord, how can I do this? He said, I have anointed you and I will lead you and guard you. I was an invisible observer. I noticed smoke coming from into the doorway. The man spoke and said, get out while you can and take who you can with you. He then repeated it to her. Get out while you can and take everyone you can with you. And helped her get up, then disappeared right in front of her. She went through the door and covered her mouth with her sleeve. The hallway was engulfed in flames. The sign on the wall said, fifth floor. She started beating on doors, yelling for people to come out. Most doors stayed shut. The people inside yelled, leave us alone. One door opened and they screamed at her, leave us alone and stay put for your own good. Trust in man and stay. The man slamming the door shut.
Trust in man and stay, the man said, slamming the door shut. So, you know, I'll explain it, but let's get it
on. Okay, the woman ran down the stairs to the fourth floor, beating on the doors, begging people to leave and follow her. Parts of the ceiling were falling, and some of the fire caught a bit of her hair on fire, and she patted it out. A few of the doors opened, and a few people hesitantly came out, covering their heads and coughing due to the smoke. The woman ordered them, saying, beat on doors. Beat on the doors and snatch them out if needs be. So they knocked, but few people responded. A group of about six people now went down to the third floor, then the second. But when they got to the first floor, the group had only grown to about 45 to 50, all covered in soot. Their clothes were torn from falls and jumping over debris, burning in the corridors. They were sweating and moving quickly, frantically, beating on the doors, begging people to get out of the building as it was very unsafe. Some people were getting out when the building got hit by lightning, causing more ceiling tiles to fall, catching some clothes on fire. Steel beams fell on others. They had to be dragged out from the debris. They were beating doors and yelling for people to still in the rooms to escape now. The building shook again, and the woman cried for them to all get out while they could. They ran until they hit the ground level and went out. The group was wounded, dirty, and exhausted. The clouds looked ominous and appeared to have demonic seers in them. Once out, they all turned and watched the building shake. They watched the people inside quietly reading, watching TV, and as smoke was filling their rooms, obviously with no fear. Some were still beating on the windows, screaming for them to get out. The group outside watched and wept. Seven more people, adults and teens, came out the door thinking and hugging those who got them to leave. They embraced them as the extremely loud thunderclap sounded as the hospital collapsed like the Twin Towers in the dust and the breeze. The ground was leveled and the people inside were gone. There stood the man saying, the setting sun is soon, and the work that this side for the bride will end. Go into the hallways and the byways quickly. Knock on every door, for I am coming soon.
Okay. A lot of prophetic significance in that. And so let's start with this. So the woman represents, what's the woman represent?
The bride.
The bride. So we all know what the bride is. That's supposed to be what we call the church. So we're going to say the bride of the church, okay? So what's she instructed to do?
To get all the people out.
Out of this burning building. So, you know, so on her way down, she yells, knocks on other doors. Do a lot of people come out?
Nope.
Okay.
And then you're called and few will answer.
Amen. So, okay, they fight their ways down the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, are they all nice and clean, or what's going on?
No, they're all wore out from fighting the devil.
Right. So the representation of the fire is the attacks of the devil, right?
Right.
Okay. And so on their way down, it looks like they went through a lot of tribulation to get down, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you agree with that. She's pretty smart, folks. Okay, let's see what else she knows. Okay, so when they get down and they get outside, is there anybody or anything waiting on them there?
I didn't hear about anybody. Yeah, the Lord was waiting on them, I think.
Yeah,
the Lord is waiting on
the Spirit. I'm with you. You know, I say be okay, but in order to get the fight down to stick to their faith, the building represent and fire basically represents all the tribulation that the saints are going to go through right now in this thing that's going on. The fight to get down is the many different tribulations that they're going to go through when they get down. So they have to do their own part. Right now, it's the part of the bride. You got to get up and show your faith, test your faith. I believe that was, and that's totally what I believe about my leg. My leg was allowed as a complete test of faith to me, this ministry, and everything that I do. And believe me, I have rethought and re-prayed about everything that I've been doing. One of the predominant things that came out with me was that paying a little closer attention to my wife. But in the sense that I want to make sure I don't neglect her in any way. But anyway, that's just because I'm getting close to my anniversary, probably. No. No, I'm joking. But anyway, so the point of the matter is so the people are going to fixing to go through. If Dana's dream is correct, and now is the time for this dream, it represents that the Yahweh's people are going to go through a lot of tribulation. We are commanded to tell others and to warn others and tell them what's coming. But you see these people, that so represents the people of the United States. Some of these people are rooms.
They're too busy on Facebook and Twitter. And
well, the building's burning up around them, and it said there were rooms with
TV,
people in there, what?
Watching TV and playing on their phones.
And they were trusting man to put the fire out, not the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
And so they fought through the tribulations to get down to the end. And to me, it's very scriptural. Because the tribulation is coming, and there's a point that his people will be completely protected. But we have got to go through. We're being tested in the fire.
Those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved.
Right. And so we're supposed to endure the fire. The fire is supposed to change us and to make us better. As far as the food shortages and things that are coming, they're already here.
They are here.
But as I have been warning you, period. If you want me, I mean, you know, I buy a lot of canned goods or whatever, but if you don't have the means to do that, you know, you just do the best that you can. If you want meat, you better buy meat now, because meat is going to skyrocket even without this dream and all the rest of the things. I've been telling you, meat's going to dramatically go up. When I told you, started telling you about that, meat was below $2 a pound. When we started telling you about it at the first of the year, it was not even up to $2, and I even did some videos on it and showed you how it was creeping up, and then it went to about $2.30, and then it just dramatically jumped. Okay, but my point is, so you need to stock up. Now, I emphasize that we feed people. How many people are you feeding them?
It's been in the hundreds.
It's been in the hundreds. We're feeding people into the hundreds. We are helping the people. We're about the Father's business. So I ask you to please, please pray about a donation from Messiah's friend. I know a lot of you folks out there have listened to me on radio for years, and you haven't ever made a donation. So I don't know what's holding you back. If you enjoy our radio program, make a donation. It doesn't have to be dramatic, but the bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the blessing. You know, we are supposed to be about each other. So help us to feed the people and take care of it. Beyond that, you're listening to talk radio. Where are you getting your warnings from? I know my listenership is up, starting to come back up, because now we're at the end of summer. And, you know, I didn't really have a lot to judge over, because I missed a lot of radio programs. But I'm here with you now. We've got a good program coming up to you later tonight. We're going to be talking with I'll be talking with Michael Snyder about his new book, The 7-Year Apocalypse, and what's going on. We won't just talk about the book, although the book has a lot of things for you. But my point is, you need to support talk radio. All those other lies and things out there. And just like one of the lies out there is, really, did Pfizer actually, there's a big question mark on this, did Pfizer actually get approved, or was it another drug? I read the evidence, and it sure looks like, really, it was something else that got approved, but it also says in the same wording, but you could substitute this junk that they already got. We don't know. I'm not, by reading what the FDA put out on the FDA page, it is directly talking about two different vaccines, and the one that the Coventry or Conditry or whatever they call it, that one isn't even fully approved yet. But what's approved is you substitute the other one for the other one. I don't know if they can get away with that or not. We will find out. There's not a lot of people reporting about it, but we'll just throw that in there for you. We will report about it as it breaks. But support talk radio. That's what we need. So what's going on?
What's going on is we did our last hygiene day Tuesday. I have very little. I am not completely out, but I don't have enough to do any hygiene bags.
Yeah,
so
well,
all I have is toilet paper right now. I don't have any soaps, shampoos. I don't have any deodorant. Well, I think I got a few deodorants and toothpaste, but I don't have enough to do anything with. So
okay. We're talking about, see, no, we don't just give out food. We give out Bibles and everything, and I'll be back there, going back over there Friday. So we do prayers and all kinds of things. But the point is that, folks, we give out hygiene bags. How often do you do that?
Well, I was doing it every other Tuesday because I do snack bags one Tuesday and hygiene the next Tuesday. And we just gave out the last 66 hygiene bags Tuesday, so...
So now you're not going to be doing hygiene bags.
I'm not going to be doing hygiene until I get enough to do at least 60 bags.
Well, folks, you know what it's like to be, you can't, you say, well, and now there's a lot of job openings. So, but you know, people, we take care of the homeless and poor, you know. Some of these people have jobs, they just can't make it. And as far as the homeless goes, you know, if they can't get cleaned up, how are they going to go apply for a job? You know what I'm saying? Or show up. You know, they can get a job online nowadays. Everybody's application online, they say, yeah, you're hired. Well, and you show up and you're a filthy rag, you know, and you stink like, you know, next last week.
You're not getting a job.
Yeah. So you're not getting a job. You're getting sent home. So they need these things. And let alone, man, I can't stand to be 30, you know, and I don't know if you folks can or not. So pray about it. How would you like for them? Would you like for, can they buy stuff and send to you? What do they got to do?
However the Lord, just pray about it and do as the Lord tells you to, you know, whatever the Lord tells you.
Okay.
Because he's my provider and he'll provide everything that I need. Whatever he provides is what I give. So if I don't have it, I can't give it.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of people, I've been saying that so many times over the year, and people say, well, what's that mean? You know, some people are just
don't know
way.
How to pray and to ask the Lord.
Well, right. Well, okay. So here's the point, folks.
Okay, we need deodorant, and travel size are good, but they'll take anything we put in the bag, but we need deodorant, toothbrushes, toothpaste, shampoo, cream rinse, and bar soap, and toilet paper. Those are the 7 items that I mainly want. Any other hygiene products is fine, but those are the 7 that I want.
Okay, let me say this. Let me ask you this question. Do they have to send you money? Can they buy it like at Amazon and have it drop ship here to Florence?
Yes,
no.
They can do that. But don't drop ship to Wichita because nobody's there except on Tuesday and Friday, and we can't accept packages there. So
yeah,
send it to the Florence.
Yeah, they put a note on the door, and for the record, the main place, the FedEx place or whatever, have to get it is clear. It's actually on the very outskirts of Wichita, about 15 miles from the Mission Church where I have to go pick those
right.
things up. So don't have it drop shipped to the Mission Church. Call me or text me or whatever, or if you hear the address, ship it to Florence, Massage Plants in Florence, Kansas. The address is all over the place. Anyway, you can do that, and you can do it by sending us a check or money order and just designate it hygiene, and my wife will go out and buy what's needed, you know. She'll do it. And a lot of times that's better because, you know, somebody might see 1,000 toothbrushes.
Right.
You know,
and that's happened before. We did get a dentist office that sent us a case of 1,000, a box of 1,000. Those lasted for a while, too.
Right. So, but whatever. If you want to drop ship it, do it. And even, you can even do it in some stores and have us pick it up at the store. So, those are the modern ways to do it. Pray about supporting the Messiah's branch. We're trying to do the best that we can for the people, being about the Father's work, something that we were appointed to do a long time ago. How many years have we been doing the Mission Church?
22.
We're in our 22nd year of the Mission Church, and it's all been by faith because we're not rich by any means. Like today, I'm basically broke. I think I got about...
Not yet. Yeah.
There you go.
Tomorrow's a full faith day.
Yeah, a full faith day. Amen. But every day is a full faith day. Your faith should be that strong.
Some days are a little less because you have what you need. But when you don't have what you need, it's full faith.
But we go anyway, don't we?
Yeah, we go anyway. I'm just saying. You have that little, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, folks, we got to get out of here. You want to tell them goodbye? And tell them how they can donate.
Yes, you can find all of our contact information, all about the radio, or the Mission Church radio program archives, and everything's over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. You can donate online, over the phone, or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find that information at prophecyhour.com.
Okay. Folks, you must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. And what's coming up this month of September?
Labor Day. Feast of Tabernacles.
All the fall food.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yeah, we'll be doing some stuff about that. So stay tuned with us. Share the videos and things, or audios, whatever. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and you would please, please, please be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.